turn the sound up? That's right. I'm saying that because he asked me to give him a hint that I was about to start, all right? So this is me. Right, okay, that's a big hint. Okay, jolly good. Welcome to our church this morning on this lovely, it was sunny when I came in, sunny day, and it's Easter Day. It's really lovely to have you all with us here this morning. It's a day of joy and celebration, and you can see it because of all the flowers that have been put around our church today. Thank you so much, everybody who played a part in decorating our church and making it look so pretty for today. But I've got one or two things to show you, all right? First of all, what's this? You know, sometimes it's worse. I get better responses at school sometimes. What is this?
Easter.
That's better. It's an Easter egg. Who likes Easter eggs?
Yay.
Yes, that's right. Who's already had an Easter egg? For breakfast, all right? No, not for breakfast. Some people have already had Easter eggs, all right? Easter eggs are wonderful. It's bright and it's a joyful thing, and we're going to enjoy opening it. Or I'm going to enjoy opening this one, rather. I hope you have had your own. But there we are, an Easter egg. It's to celebrate something special. But have you ever wondered why we give eggs to one another at Easter Day? Well, did you know that eggs were given to people actually long before the days of Christianity? In fact, at this time of year, being springtime, people would often give eggs to one another as a gift. You know, the hens have been laying, the ducks have been laying, and there's plenty of food to go around, and they would give gifts to one another in the forms of eggs. It was a celebration of spring and the whole new life that came with it. The earliest Easter egg that we know about was long before Christianity even came to this country. Did you know that? Long time before Easter was, Christianity came to this country, the people in Mesopotamia were celebrating Christianity and Easter Day by the giving of eggs. And they would take natural chickens' eggs or ducks' eggs and they would paint them all nice and colours and bright and cheerful, and they would put little crosses on them. And that's where the tradition of giving Easter eggs begins. All right. So now then, let's think about it. What have I got here? Come on, play the game. What have I got here?
Eggs.
Absolutely right. Okay. Now, this is not a chocolate egg, is it?
No.
All right. No, it's an egg. No, it's a natural egg, isn't it? The sort that I've been talking about already. Now, naturally, if a chicken or a duck lays an egg, what are they expecting to happen? Sorry? A baby chick? It doesn't do anything, it just looks sweet, all right? Okay, there's no profound reason to. But yes, you know, when a chicken lays an egg or a duck lays an egg, they expect a little chick to come out of it. New life, okay? New life. It's so easy, isn't it, to see how eggs are symbols of new life, and how those early Christians, those people from far away, when they brought the story to England and to our country, they actually decided to keep the whole idea of giving eggs to one another, because actually they saw it as being a good illustration of explaining what the Easter story is all about. Yeah, it doesn't time fly when you're having fun. Yeah, that's right. It's what the Easter story is all about. Do you think if we put him there, he can sit there for the rest of the service? All right, that's jolly good. Right, now then, of course, is it any good to us like this?
No.
What do you have to do? Sorry? Yes. And what do you have to do before that? You have to crack it, absolutely. What's inside an egg like this?
A yolk
and a white. Okay. Now, what can you do with those yolks and whites? Come on, tell me some of your favourite things.
Fried eggs.
Cakes. Fry them. Scrambled. Meringue. So, poached. Sauces. Omelettes. Absolutely right. Hard-boiled eggs, you know, that's another thing you can do. So, pancakes, did you say?
Pancakes.
I'm sure you can. That's great. Okay, that's great. Right, okay, so that's great. But the whole idea is that all of those wonderful things that we like, and all those things that we enjoy, and all those things which are actually good for us and sustain us, come from inside a little egg like this. And the thing is, it can't stay inside. All right? It can't stay inside. It's got to be broken open. All right?
Dangerous.
It's got to be broken open.
Okay.
Absolutely right.
He doesn't know that you have eggs in pancakes, but he can break an egg with one hand.
Can't you please?
Is that clever? I don't know. I mean,
it is clever.
Right, okay. Well, there we are. There's such a lot of white in this one, it's not stopping. Right, Charlie, good. But the thing is, you know, that's the thing about it, about the egg, is that actually if you're going to really enjoy it, you've got to crack it open. As the old phrase says, you can't have a scrambled egg without cracking through a few eggs. And that's absolutely right. Now, I'm going to try and put that away somewhere safe. If anyone knows what to do with an egg with a bits of shell in, I'm sure they can use that afterwards. All right. We give eggs to one another on this day of all days because it's a symbol of new life. New life which comes to us when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus. We've had a very dull, sad and sober period up to now as we go through Lent and as we think about the events of Good Friday and his death upon the cross. How tragic that was. But it was always a sign of the fact that God loves us. He loves us so much that he gives the best thing possible to us, which is actually the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, demonstrating just how much God loves us by being prepared to die for us on the cross, so that the world in which we live, as sad and as rough as it is at times, and as sinful as it is, can start to be put right. It can start to be put right as people put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, because it changes their hearts, all right? So that's the first thing. But, of course, Jesus died, he was placed on a cross, and as you know, he was taken down from the cross and placed into a tomb, a cold, dark tomb. But 3 days later, that tomb, a bit like the egg, was gloriously broken open. And it was open for everybody to see that Christ is no longer in the tomb. He is alive. He is risen. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. absolutely right, he is. But you know what? In order for it to be a really good Easter for us, we need perhaps to be able to break a few eggs. We've got to be broken. There are things in our lives which perhaps hold us back. Things that we do which we know we shouldn't really be doing. Things that we think about. People that we don't love perhaps quite as much as we should do. Those things that have changed us and shaped us and perhaps have made us a little bit less than perfect. Those things that we're secretly sorry about. We bring them all to the Lord, and not only do we bring them to the Lord and confess them in Him, we, in His power and through His good kindness and grace, we allow Him to break those things for us, to change us, to transform us, all right, through the power of God's love, the resurrection, and His Holy Spirit. The wonderful thing about Jesus is that He has cracked open the world in which we live, and He is the first fruit, the beginning of something new, something better, something beyond our imaginations. You know, when people are sick and poorly, we sometimes say to ourselves that they are a shadow of their former selves. You heard that phrase? Well, in Jesus Christ, He is the first fruit of a new world, a new order, a new creation. Look at His body. It will never suffer decay. He will never know death again. He is life in all its fullness, and that is what is promised to us for all eternity when we put our faith and trust in Him. And not only is He changed, but those people who believe in Him will be changed, and in fact our whole creation will be changed, and it will become brighter and sharper and better than anything that we've ever experienced before. Whatever we might think is good now will seem like a pale reflection compared to what is in store. That's what Easter Day is all about. It's not just that Jesus died upon the cross so that we ourselves can be changed and transformed when we put our faith and our trust in Him, but actually it's the promise of a new heaven and a new earth, a new creation, which we call heaven. And that's what we look forward to. And the doorway to that was opened up, cracked wide open, on that very first Easter Sunday morning. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.